May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What does Sabbath mean?
Sunday.
Do you use the
word? Do we use the word? Very seldom.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds, you'd say that's a
beautiful sky.
And just the opposite kind of day, where it's dark and overcast.
Stormy.
And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker, you think you might have some rain or something in a little while, you'd say the weather is
getting bad.
Do you ever say it's threatening? Or
it'd be out threatening, yeah. We use the word threatening last night.
When would you use threatening?
Well, it looks like the weather is some distance off, but it looks like it's going to get worse, so you say the weather is threatening.
And if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say it looks like it's finally going to
clear up.
And you'd say all night long the wind
has blown.
Okay, or the wind
has been blowing.
Okay, and the wind wet those clothes off the line.
Blew them off the line.
And it started to rain and the wind started to
blow.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say that it's
blowing from the east.
And a wind halfway between south and east, you call a
southeast wind.
And south and west?
Southwest wind.
And east and north?
Northeast, northwest.
And if the wind had been gentle and it was gradually getting stronger, you say it was
picking up.
What if it's just the opposite? Had been
lulling.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
No, I'm just saying it's the wind is lulling or the wind has laid.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down, you call a
rain squall.
Okay. What about if it's just a real heavy rain? You say we really had a
downpour.
And if there's thunder and lightning in it?
Thunderstorm.
And if it's raining but not real heavy, you call it
sprinkling.
What else?
I believe that's all we call it. Light rain is sprinkle.
Or if it's a real slow rain, you call it a
What we call it, an ice rain.
Do you ever use the term drizzle? Or?
Oh yeah, drizzle, yeah.
What's a drizzle?
Drizzle is what you said, and I just didn't think it's a light rain.
What about a shower?
A shower's a little heavier than a drizzle.
How's the shower compare with a sprinkle?
I think sprinkle and drizzle are the same. Shower's a little heavier.
What about real fine drops? You can hardly see.
A mist.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road?
Foggy.
Okay, you'd say you had a heavy
fog.
Do y'all get bad winds around here?
Yes. We call them hurricanes.
Has Pensacola been damaged much by hurricanes?
In 1926 we had terrible damage. In 1906 we had terrible damage. We haven't had real damage since 1926.
What was the hurricane in 1926?
It was a fearful hurricane, which I remember well. My father never did decide which was the worst, 1896, 1906, or 1926. They were all terrible. And then it was kind of recognized, well, every 10 years, the years in six. Because we know of a bad one in 96, 06, 16, and 26. Then, thank goodness, 36 and 46 were very mild, and we didn't have any in 56 or 66.
What was it like in 26?